Crime Capers, why US crime figures are going down.
Amazingly, US crime figures have been falling for 20 years now. Of course, the big question is why? And can any lessons be learnt?
One reason could be the fall in the demand for the drug crack. During the 1980s, drug-related crimes soared, mostly caused by desperate crack users. However, according to Professor Blumstein, co-author of The Crime Drop in America, news of the dangers of crack use caused its decrease and led to a fall in the number of drugs-related crimes.
Some say that the adoption of a zero-tolerance policy in many cities has helped lead to a fall in crime. In New York City, for example, Mayor Rudy Giuliani imposed strict and automatic punishments for all crimes, including minor offenses such as graffiti and littering. Many believe this has had a very strong deterrent effect.
Another reason could be smarter policing tactics. Anti-theft measures and educating the community about car theft has helped see a drop in crimes in many areas. Also, the use of crime mapping schemes that can pinpoint crime peaks in different parts of the city has helped police target hotspots.
Another reason could be that more criminals are now behind bars. Sociologist John Conklin from Tufts University says a significant factor behind the fall in crime in the 1990s is the simple fact that many criminals are in jail. In his book, Why Crime Rates Fell, he says sentencing was lenient in the 60s and 70s when crime rose, but then more prisons were built and more offenders were imprisoned.
Some have linked the fall in violent crime to a decline in children's exposure to lead in petrol. Jessica Wallpower-Reyes says even low to moderate levels of exposure can lead to behavioral problems, reduced IQ, hyperactivity, and juvenile delinquency. You can link the decline in lead between 1975 and 1985 to a decline in violent crime 20 years later.
Others say that a drop in crime has something to do with birth rates. According to statistics, birth rates peaked between 1957 and 1961, and the proportion of men in the U.S. in their late teens and early 20s, the so-called criminal age, was highest in the late 70s and early 80s. However, as time went on, the proportion of people in this age group decreased.
Others claim that video games have helped. A recent study has suggested that these games are keeping young people off the streets and therefore away from crime. Proponents of this argue that any effects the games may have in encouraging violent behavior is offset by the fact that the games keep potential criminals indoors and in front of the television.
Some argue that the widespread use of camera phones makes some criminals think twice before committing a crime and getting filmed doing it. Also, many believe that the mass use of CCTV has also had an effect.
Finally, some say that petty theft just isn't worth it anymore. The resale value of secondhand goods such as televisions, cameras, or clothes is now so low or even non-existent that most people see no point in stealing. So, what do you think?